Bob, I mean, you could literally take any book you've ever written, even if it's the Go Giver series when you co-authored with John David Mang, and it's very apparent that a key element to all of your books is it's not about us, it's about them. And, or, as you say, it's not about you, it's about them. Why is it not about us, and why is it all about them, or the other individual in this equation?
Well, the interesting thing about that, Dan, is we are the ones who have to be aware of this and doing this correctly. So in that sense, it's about us taking the appropriate action, but it's about them in that, and this goes back to Dale Carnegie's famous admonition in his classic How to Win Friends and Influence People, where he wrote, ultimately, people do things for their reasons, not our reasons. So the great influencer continually questions themselves. How does what I'm asking this person to do, how does it align with their goals, their wants, their needs, their desires? How does what I'm asking this other human being to do, how does what I want this other person to do, how does that align with their values? And to the degree that we ask ourselves these questions intelligently and authentically, not in a way to manipulate someone into doing our will, but in a way that helps everyone involved, that's the degree to which we have earned their commitment rather than it being a matter of compliance. I love what my great friend Dondi Scumaci says, and you know Dondi, you've interviewed Dondi. She says, when it comes to influence, compliance will never take you where commitment can go. And so influencers understand that they know that they accomplish great things only with others, only with the support and the commitment of others. Thus, they know that when it comes right down to it, it's never about us. It's always about that other person. So great leadership is never about the leader. Great influence is never about the influencer. And great salesmanship is never about the salesperson. It's always about that other person. It's always about that person whose lives you choose to add value to. It's about the other people whose lives you choose to touch. You've heard me say before that all things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust. We can also add, they'll also allow themselves to be influenced by those people they know, like, and trust. So really, it ties into law number three from The Go-Giver, where we said your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first, which, again, does not mean that you should be anyone's doormat, a martyr, or self-sacrificial in any way. Absolutely not. It's just that if you really want to elicit those know, like, and trust feelings toward you and others, the best way to do that is move from an I focus or me focus to an other focus, always looking for ways to genuinely and authentically provide value to them.